Number 16, balanced nutrition and maintaining exercise. And a lot of these tips come from my dear friend, the holistic heart doctor and cardiologist, Dr. Nitin Bhatnagar. And what Dr. Nitin relates to me about this as being very important for health after 40 and longevity after 40 is balancing aspects of nutrition. That's balancing the fats in what you eat, balancing the proteins, balancing out the carbs. It's not eliminating, it's not going too much here and too much there. It's about having balance. And when we look at overall health and longevity, the wisdom comes in the equilibrium and the balance of what we do. So he encourages that balance. And being a heart doctor, he looks at a lot of aspects holistically of the brain health and gut health. He talks about making sure you're having healing proteins in your food. You're having a lot of different pieces in there. And you can get into multivitamins and all the different little antioxidants and that. And that's beautiful because this is a huge topic. It's not going to be covered in one small video, but I'm certainly available to reach out to if there's questions about certain things. And if I can't answer them, I'm certainly going to look for resources for people. One of the very specific recommendations Dr. Nitin had is said, try to avoid fried foods, real fatty foods. These are the types of things that are going to damage your gut bacteria, your gut microbiome that you use to digest properly. And when that's damaged, that's going to affect, and we know this when he and I took our course together on the brain, that's going to affect your brain function. It's going to affect the way that your cognitive and thinking and processes are going to work. You want to make sure you're maintaining a healthy gut, because that's going to have a lot of aspects up here going on how your brain and how you adapt to the world. Because in the end, the same way we talk about it in chiropractic, it's being able to adapt properly to the changing environment. And having balanced and lovely nutrition is going to do that. It doesn't mean that cut out everything that's bad and only eat the stuff that's good, though probably maintaining a higher equilibrium on one end would be wiser, but making sure you have that wise balance. And then getting into maintaining exercise, and Dr. Nitin himself, he runs Ironman and he does a lot of running and he's built himself up to all those different things. But his suggestion is the same thing that we've gone over in previous videos. It's things like walk and walk on an incline and swim and dance and do some basic exercise. But with the maintaining nutrition, with maintaining exercise and balance, the big key here is consistency. Consistency. Your brain works very well off habits, consistent habits over time. When people are in my office for their spine, we have them start taking care of their spine consistently. If you're going to have exercise over the age of 40 or before, or it doesn't matter how old you're getting, it's the consistency that's going to help you over time. Exercising on Monday and Tuesday and then getting back to it 2 weeks later on Wednesday is not consistent, but doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday for six straight weeks is going to make a very impact on you, even if it feels like you're not doing much. That's the advice I give with those low back exercises. Do it for 90 days consistently. It's going to make a difference. And the great nutritionist and health coach and speaker, Jack LaLanne, said that the older you get, the more you should exercise to avoid the aging process. The only way you can hurt your body is to sit on your rear end and do nothing. And so wise advice coming from that. So make sure you're doing some type of consistent balance of your nutrition, consistent exercise. We've gone through a few exercises in this series already, so pay attention to those. And the other piece from Dr. Nitin that he gave me is make sure you're getting adequate sleep. And my own little piece to add to that is it's not so much about the length and the amount of sleep as it is the quality of the sleep. If you sleep 10 hours, but you still feel like death when you wake up, you probably didn't sleep real well with real well quality. If you sleep 4 hours, but you wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day, even if maybe you're a little bit tired, that's beautiful. There's a difference between that. So I encourage you, focus on the quality of the sleep and don't worry so much about the quantity, though there's plenty of studies saying the quantity is a certain amount, but it's quality. We want to make sure we're having high quality. So balanced nutrition, maintaining exercise, consistent, regular exercise for your body to avoid the aging process, and adequate quality sleep.